some people need to get those verbal hands every now and then. In fact, more often than not.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, been a fun first hour. We'll hear from D'Amico and C.J. Stroud coming up as they are going to be speaking at some point live at NRG, getting prepared for the Rams in week one coming up on Sunday. But, boy, we didn't know once we were able to, and Tyler doing his work, able to get Roflo in, but we didn't know we was going to have a national story right now with the Astros, but we do. And here's our guy, Houston's own Robert Flores. He joins us, co-host of MLB Network's MLB Central weekdays, 9 a.m. Central, alongside Mark DeRosa and Lauren Shahadi. And the program will be going on through the World Series this year. All right, I heard you all talking about it a little bit. I like how DeRosa blamed Anthony Volpe for taking a 93-mile-an-hour fastball right down the pipes, and if he hit this, nobody would have known anything. But your thoughts, I know you were kind of playing quarterback in that situation. Your thoughts on what happened with the Framber situation?
Well, look, we have to take Framber Valdez and Cesar Salazar at their words. And particularly Framber, he said he didn't do it on purpose. Cesar also took ownership of the situation. And granted, those comments came after what I'm sure was a very interesting meeting in Joe Espada's office immediately after the game. However, that being said, we have seen Framber, and look, this is a player and a man that wears his emotions on his sleeve, and I'm sure that serves him well, and he's had a fantastic career, and he's been a big part of this Astros run of recent success. But the optics sure don't look good. When you see that pitch that he delivers, and it ends up hitting Cesar Salazar right in the chest, and he immediately turns his back. That didn't look good. And like I said, we've seen him have issues with his emotions. He's an emotional player, and oftentimes that's good. I'm not so sure that this particular instance was one of those cases, but at the same time, he says it wasn't intentional. We have no choice but to take him for his word. But I will say, it sure didn't look great.
Roflo, I think, to me, the conversations that I've heard leading up to this, and even some Ron and I've had, it's the intent to hurt someone is the wrong conversation. Like, I mean, hell, you ought to be damn near arrested if you had intents of hurting that man back there. Like, you know what I mean? Throwing 90 plus at him. Like, but the intent to throw whatever pitch he wanted to throw, the intent to decide to start your windup or start towards the plate, not knowing whether the pitch had been communicated squarely, the intent to continue to get frustrated, even though your catcher's back there throwing both hands up going, wait a minute, let's talk about this. Like, the intent to do all those things is without a doubt there. Now, you got to climb in the guy's head and see if he's half nuts to think that he'd throw 91 at somebody not knowing what was coming to hurt him. But, like, the intent to do those things was there. And that's the part to me that, at the end of the day, Framber Valdez has to be better than that. Framber Valdez has to be the professional in that situation, Roflo, where he goes, hey, young fella, come out here for a second. Let me tell you something. I'm Framber Valdez. Get your ass back down there, squat behind the plate, and whatever pitch I want to throw, I'm going to throw, and we're going to get this thing figured out. That's the bigger story for me as an Astros fan, is does Framber Valdez have the ability to stay dialed in and stay right to help this team potentially win a damn World Series this year?
Well, look, I will say that he has done that. He was on the mound for that closeout game in 2022 and pitched his tail off against the Phillies. However, there have been instances where it has not been. I always say there's a what are we getting? Are we getting good Framber or bad Framber tonight? We have seen him not being able to field his position, and that begins a spiraling. We've seen him give up runs, and that begins a spiraling, a downward spiral on the mound. Then again, we've also seen him, heck, just two starts ago. His last start before last night with, oh, by the way, Cesar Salazar behind the plate. The
Rockies.
Seven shutout innings. So it is a bit of a roller coaster ride. But the other thing that I think that needs to be mentioned here, and we mentioned it on our show this morning, is Framber Valdez and Cesar Salazar aren't the only players with pitch count in that infield.
Yep.
Right?
Carlos Correa's got it. I can't believe he would just stand there. If he
Carlos Correa has it. Jeremy Pena, I believe, has it. And if you look at the high home video, I believe you can see both Jeremy and Carlos shuffle to their right right before the pitch, which to me indicates that they're waiting for something, that they are anticipating something off speed. Last level of baseball I played was freshman year in high school. So
no, Roflo, don't. That's investigative discovery type stuff right there, man. You're talking my language. Hell, we can make a mystery, murder mystery out of this now. Come on.
So, the games get loud and things happen and there are miscommunications. But like I said, Framber and Cesar aren't the only ones that had PitchCom last night. So the other thing I think that needs to be mentioned is you mentioned young fella calling Cesar Salazar. This was only, I believe, his 15th start in the big leagues behind the plate. And I just, again, the optics of it, Framber's got to take, he's got to be the bigger person out there and take ownership and just say, hey, okay, we're not on the same page. Come on. Let's come out for a mound.
His thought, Roflo, which I think some veterans will be, was sit your ass down and I'm throwing the pitch. Right. I think that was that, especially when he tried to wave him off right before the grand slam. No, man, I got it. You sit back. I got it. I know these hitters better than you do.
And I don't pretend to try to minimize, or I'm not trying to minimize the stakes that these guys play on and play for on a nightly basis. But I do know that a big part of success, from having worked with so many former successful big leaguers, you got to be able to control your emotions. Mm. And unfortunately, that is something that Framber has struggled with. He's had success with it, but he's also failed at it. And you know what? That's like a lot of us, but he's got to find a way to be a little bit more consistent in that regard.
Now, Roflo, Robert Flores joins us. You can catch him every single morning, MLB Central, 9 a.m. Central, along with his co-host Mark DeRosa, Lauren Shahadi. And it'll be running through the World Series this year, so stay tuned every single morning for MLB Central. Listen, the other part that was overshadowed is, because of this Framber situation that happened, that one run that they put up that's followed by multiple shutouts here in the last couple of weeks and them struggling to score runs and maybe the pressure that starters are feeling to where maybe Framber, he'll thought the game was over after he gave up that grand slam due to the issues with them scoring runs. That is as big of an issue as anything else in terms of them trying to win a championship, their issues at the plate.
Well, look, I know in this homestand in particular, they have struggled mightily with runners in scoring position. And look, I believe that that's a combination of, the opposing pitchers make a pitch. And sometimes that happens. This is the big leagues, but I do feel like once you get a string of guys not coming through with men on base, then it becomes contagious. And right now they're going through it. If you look at the high watermark of this season, that's when they swept the Dodgers in Los Angeles right before the All-Star break, I believe. They have been, I'm almost certain, a below 500 team. And we are over a month removed since the All-Star break. So that for me is the most concerning part. You want to be playing your best baseball right now, as you get ready to, for the stretch run and for hopefully a deep postseason run. And right now they are far from that.
Roflo, what about on a positive note here? This past weekend was obviously you split with the Angels, but the past weekend in terms of the Astros getting whole again was big. You had mm-hmm. Christian Javier, Luis Garcia, and Spencer Arrighetti all have really, really solid outings. I mean, hell, solid to great outings, which was desperately needed for the Astros. I know as an Astros fan, for me, it was needed. I was losing sleep over what the hell are we going to do beyond them top two horses. But this was how big a week you think that was, or weekend you think that was for the Astros on that front?
Significant, really significant. I mean, when you consider the problems that they are having with two areas for me, their offense, which has been virtually non-existent for stretches, especially here recently, but also the bridge to get to Abreu. You know, Brian Abreu can close games. He's done it before. He's got elite stuff. He's among the strikeout leaders among relief pitchers. That's Brian Abreu in the ninth inning. That's not the problem for me. Who's got the seventh and who's got the eighth? Those are the issues for me. So if you can get some length from guys like Javier, from Arrighetti, from Garcia, that is a big, big boost. And look, just circling back to Fromber, if he's going to be this wildly inconsistent, and I'm referring to the time even before the little drama last night, then the Astros aren't going anywhere. I mean, they're just not. You can't expect Hunter Brown and then Jason Alexander and then Javier, who's been off for a year plus, for Garcia's been gone 2 years, you know, so... that's why you've got to have those two horses, as you call them. They've got to be excellent at the top, and then everyone else has to fill in behind them.
All right, real quick before you leave, you've worked and talked with a lot of former players. Is the vast majority of them saying it was done on purpose?
I don't want to betray their confidence, so I'll just say that it raised eyebrows. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. All right,
I mean, I don't know what else to say. So, is the Texans offensive line going to be any better this year? Or
they think so?
Okay.
Hey, we'll see Sunday, baby. We're going to see Sunday. The talk is big now.
They're all fixable.
There you go. Hey, at least we're not Cowboys fans, right?
There you go. There you go. All right, Roflo, that's Robert Flores.
All right, guys.
Check him out every single weekday, MLB Central on MLB Network.